Arkansas Senior Senator Mark Pryor joins me on the phone from Washington, D.C. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large, Senator.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you in a moment about legislation that you've co-sponsored about taxes and victims of storms this spring in the South. But since we scheduled this conversation, and now President Obama has addressed the nation and announced 10,000 American troops will be withdrawn from Afghanistan by the end of the year, I wonder what your reaction to his speech last night is.
I think that the president is trying to draw down the troops in Afghanistan as quickly and as safely as he can. And this is always a challenge when you're drawing down troops. How do you leave in such a way that you do it safely? And, of course, part of this is you want to leave Afghanistan as a stronger, more stable nation. We have no guarantee that that's going to happen, but certainly that's the goal. So he's trying to draw these down. I know he's getting criticism on both sides. Some people say he's going too fast. Some say he's going too slow. So, you know, my guess, he's probably about where he needs to be on that.
You are a co-sponsor of the Southeastern Disaster Tax Relief Act of 2011. It's legislation that's designed to offer some tax relief for families and businesses affected by tornadoes, floods, and storms this past spring that really devastated the South. How and this is modeled on some earlier such legislation. How would this work and help people affected by storms?
Well, the idea would be that, you know, honestly, given our budget environment, it's probably going to be hard for us to appropriate a lot of disaster dollars right now. I'm not saying we won't at all, but I just think it's going to be very difficult. But one thing we can do is we can provide some relief through the tax code for people who've been adversely impacted by the storms and by bad weather. In years past, we've been able to do some tax provisions to actually help them. It's things like that they can withdraw from their retirement plans without paying a penalty in order to, you know, try to get squared away on their cleanup. They can do things like, write off certain repairs and things like that that they normally couldn't do, but this will help them defray those costs through the tax code.
You mentioned the withdrawal. Generally, if you withdraw from your retirement plan early, there's a 10% penalty tax. That would be completely waived in this instance?
Yeah, that's what we try to do, is try to waive that completely. And you know, honestly, this does cost the government a little money. It's a small amount of tax revenue the government loses. But, you know, really, if you look at this versus doing an appropriation where they're going to be spending money to try to bring relief, it kind of washes out. So they've done this in years past, and I thought under the circumstances, this may be the best, surest way to go.
This has co-sponsorship not just from you, but from senators from throughout the South, and including Missouri, and it's across the aisle. There are Republicans and Democrats.
It is, and this is something that you all know that I've been preaching and trying to do for a long time up here, is try to always be bipartisan in things that I do, and this certainly is one that is bipartisan. In fact, it was led in this instance by a Republican from Alabama, Richard Shelby, and as soon as Richard mentioned it to me, I jumped on the bill with him. And so we've made this a very bipartisan bill, and I think we have a pretty good chance of getting it passed. Right now in the Senate, things are kind of at a standstill as we're working on the debt and deficit, and everybody's trying to find the next step forward on that. But I think that a bill like this does have a pretty good chance of passing this year.
Well, as you bring up the debt ceiling and the budget, what is the next step, or can we see it yet?
I think you've got two very serious efforts going on in the Senate. First, you have the vice president, who's officially in sort of that formal process, is meeting with the chairman of the relevant committees, both Democrats and Republicans, both House and Senate. Those discussions are going forward. They've already met, a dozen times or so. I'm not quite sure how many, but they've had their meetings, and those apparently are progressing, and the people who are in those meetings say those are pretty encouraging and very constructive. And then the second effort going on in the Senate is the so-called Gang of Five, where there's a bipartisan group of senators who are trying to take more of an informal approach, where they're trying to implement the recommendations of the Debt Commission. I'm supportive of both efforts. I think that it's critical that we deal with our debt in a very meaningful way, that we start to see debt reduction, that we make that commitment this year, and we start to see some real improvements in our debt situation this year. Not that we're balancing the budget this year, don't get me wrong. We're still going to have to go through a little more debt in order to get to where we need to be, but we need to make that commitment this year. And I'm actually encouraged by the efforts. I'm supportive of both. And at some point, they both may come together, or, you know, one or the other may end up being the bill. But it's critical that we do this in a bipartisan way. That's one thing that's been lacking here in Washington, is things are so political and so partisan, we're not able to get even the important things done.
Some of your Democratic colleagues have asked the Vice President to try to include more federal stimulus spending before the end of the year. Do you think that will happen?
I think it's a hard sell, and certainly I would love for part of the emphasis as we go, as we're looking at debt reduction and looking at trimming the government spending and simplifying the tax code and all of those things that we need to do, and everybody acknowledges we need to do it, and we've started to do some of that already, but we really need to be very serious about this. But I think there are many of us who feel, and I'm one of these, that as we do this, we also need to be very sensitive and try to create jobs in this country. That's what we need in this country. We need jobs. We've got these high unemployment numbers. The economists tell us that we're in a recovery, but it sure doesn't feel that way because the jobs haven't responded. Property values are still struggling. So if we can create more jobs in this country and make commitments to things like the manufacturing sector and maybe even infrastructure and things like that to really get jobs created in this country, I think it'll really help us get our economy turned around.
Senator Mark Pryor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.